action with local sports on WCDO.
Harry Graves along with Billy Blank back here at Groton High School for a contest between the BG Bobcats and the Groton Indians. It is a 9-8 BG Bobcat lead, the difference being a field goal. That's all we've got. Well, the halftime report has been brought to you by the fine folks at Morabito Energy Products. Remember, Morabito's Rewards Plus is a one-of-a-kind customer loyalty program designed to save you money and to give you more for your energy dollar. Call the folks at Morabito Energy Products at Sydney 607-563-HEAT. You want to say something to me? Cat's got you, Todd.
No, just wanted to pass off the clipboard as we get ready for the second half here. Co-captain's about to meet at midfield and talk things over with the officials one more time. And I think the biggest thing here in the second half, and I alluded to it in the first half, is who is going to stop the primary running back, Jake Mazzarella for the Bobcats, Zeke Wright for the Indians. Whatever defensive line can come up big in the second half and stop those two key backs, that will probably make the difference in this game and the difference between a win and a loss.
How are you for embarrassment today? Are you horribly skin?
I can do it.
Well, I have an opportunity for you to entertain all of your girlfriends, okay? And you can take them all at once if you want to. Have you ever sat back and seen any Alfred Hitchcock movies?
I have not, no.
You have not. They are terrific. They'll scare the living with Jesus right out of you, I'll tell you. But up there on the hill, on the other side of Oneonta from you, up in Franklin, there's a place called Franklin's Stock Company. And you and I happen to drive down the street and go by that place. They are coming up with a series of Alfred Hitchcock films. And these are just classics coming up in the next few weekends. They are doing Notorious. They're going to show The Birds. They're going to show great stuff. And not only that, the price is almost right for you because it's on pure donation. So you can go up and see it for free, but donations are gratefully accepted. And if you want to go up, load the car full of your girlfriends and go on up and see the Alfred Hitchcock series. They are terrific. And you'll have those girls so scared, they'll be just clutching onto you like you wouldn't believe.
I appreciate it.
let me tell you, folks, you love seeing Billy turn red. We want to send a hearty hello to all of the people who are joining WCDO via the online route. We happen to be streaming now, so our broadcast is going out not only over your radio at FM 101 or AM 1490, but also going out over your computer. And Joe sent a little message in my ear that says we got a whole bunch of people listening to the streaming game tonight because he can tell how many are up there. Here with the third quarter, Mr. Billy Blank.
Lucas Fletcher back deep for the Bobcats. He takes this one-on-one hop, and he gets to the middle of the field, and now he's dragged down at his own 30-yard line. So the Bobcats, with a 9-8 lead, have the ball to start this third quarter. Bobcats again, and they're visiting White Tops at the Blue Bottoms, attacking from left to right in this third quarter.
It was Lucas Butcher who now kicked off. And remember, he was the man who was the difference in this ball game because he put up a field goal with the Bobcats trailing 8-6. And he gave the Bobcats the 9-8 lead. Lucas Butcher.
Mazzarella and Sergliano in the backfield. And they keep it on the ground with Mazzarella. He doesn't get much.
No.
And it will be second and long for the Bobcats.
Now, Maz didn't get much at all as he gets back to the line of scrimmage. And now they're going to move up the down marker about a yard. And now they're going to put it back. So it's going to be second and 10.
And there was rain earlier throughout the entire area here in central New York, and the field slowly started to get a bit more muddy as the players dig into that grass. particularly around midfield.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm impressed with how well it has held up.
Second down, and that pass is intended for Tyler Wima. A quick slant route for him, and that one hits his chest pads and falls incomplete.
Yeah, Wima went out. He had a couple of men around him. One of them was the quarterback, Hatfield, and the other man in there that was right on his heels was number 51. I think I can find that number when I want to. Let's see it. But two men in there to take the intended receiver, Tyler Wieman, out of the play.
Third and long for the Bobcats. 11-11 to go in the third quarter. Palmer, three-step drop, looking deep down toward the left side. Austin Bowerly, the intended receiver, and that one is batted around, incomplete, but there is a flag on the play.
That was interesting because the aforementioned number 51 was one of two defenders out there at that time, and I still don't find out who he happens to be. I'll go up and see if I can find him. But on two plays, he has been key in the ball. Now we're going to have a penalty that is going to be called against the Groton Indians.
Pass interference on the defense. And now the officials had to walk back to the line of scrimmage, and now they move it up. And Groton Indians fans as well as players showing their frustration with the officials on that play. It is an automatic first down for the Bobcats on their own 44-yard line with 11:03 to play.
Yeah, Bowerly was pushing really hard that time, and there were two defenders around him. One of them, as we said, was Hatfield, and the other one was the misnumbered guy that we had.
Three receivers for Corbin Palmer. But they keep it on the ground. It's Jake Mazzarella. He crosses midfield. He's inside the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, and that's a touchdown. Jake Mazzarella and the Bainbridge Guilford Bobcats increase their lead. It is now 15-8.
So Mazzarella that time, who already had a 34-yard touchdown run, now goes 55 more for the touchdown, and that ups the score to 15-8. Here in the third period of this ballgame, that score coming at 10:52.
Entering tonight's game, Mazzarella was at the top or near the top of a lot of statistics in the Section 4, and he continues to add to those stats tonight. The extra point by Butcher is up and good, and with 10:52 to play in the third quarter, the BG Bobcats have a 16-8 lead over the Groton Indians.
Yeah, that was one of those situations where you had the opportunity to watch Mazzarella, and he is so powerful. He was hit down here at about 15 yards out, and you thought, well, maybe that was going to bring him down. But great second effort on the part of Jake Mazzarella. He stayed on his feet. He kept his balance. He went on in and eventually got the score. And once again, it is the kicking of Lucas Butcher who manages to put up the point after, and that makes it now a 16-8 score. Doesn't make it exactly a great night for the hometown fans.
No, but they are certainly fired up right now, and Lucas Butcher is set to kick this one off. Zeke Wright and Damian Young back deep, and it is Damian Young, and the ball gets by him. Now he picks it up, and he's inside his own 10-yard line. He's trying to find running room, and now he's able to turn the corner a little bit. He's out to his own 25-yard line, so that looked like it could have been a lot worse, but Damian Young was able to sneak out to his own 25-yard line.
Yeah, finally the man that came in and got him for the BG Bobcats, number 28, that is Justin Sirigliano, managed to get a hand on it. He was not the first Bobcat to touch the ball carrier.
10:42 to go, third quarter.
I finally figured out who my mysterious 51 is. That's Jake O'Brien in the handout that they have here. They have him listed as number 85. He is a senior.
Zeke Wright breaks the tackle. He's got a huge run here. He crosses midfield. Lucas Butcher trying to chase him, and he won't hit him. It is a touchdown. Zeke Wright, and just like that on one play, The Indians are right back in it.
Zeke Wright going a country mile, going 65, 67 yards. He's got himself a good total.
16-14 is the score. And now we will see if the Indians will go for two and try to tie this game up, and it looks like they are.
Not many seconds went by before they had that big right by right. In fact, about less than 30 seconds.
Gaglione and Wright in the I formation. They give it to Zeke Wright on the two-point conversion. He's running to his right, and he is in the end zone. The two-point conversion is good. And on one play from scrimmage and then the two-point conversion run, we are tied up 16-16.
Well, it is one of those games. We told you it would be a good one, and it has been an absolutely great contest. You're listening to Sports here on a Friday night on your station for sports, WCDO.
Are you ready for winter driving? Have you checked your tires and antifreeze level? Why not stop at Sydney Tire for a free evaluation? Sydney Tire has the right tire to meet your driving needs, from wet traction all-season treads to aggressive, studdable, and non-studdable snow tires. Their friendly, experienced staff is ready to help you. But are you ready for winter driving? Stop into Sydney Tire on Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla, or call Sydney Tire at 563-2828 today.
Get hungry late at night? Working late this weekend? No place open to get a bite to eat? Yes, there is. The Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The full menu is available, too. So if your tummy rumbles late at night on the weekend, no problem. Big Macs, Quarter Pounders, Chicken Sandwiches, Salads, Fish Filets, Ice Cream, Cookies, Value Meals, and more, including the Dollar Menu. It's all available 24 hours every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru. And the lobby is open till 11 p.m. 7 days a week at the Sydney McDonald's.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
16-16 is our score.
Lucas Butcher with a nice return of his own near the Groton sideline. He is down to his own 38-yard line, and there is a late flag.
So the efforts of both of these teams are paying off. 16-16, dandy contest. We are here at 10:20-something showing on the clock here in the third period.
So the penalty is on the Indians. It's a late hit near the sidelines, and the officials will give the Bobcats even better field position as Lucas Butcher returned it out to his own 35-yard line, and now they will spot this ball up to the 50-yard line. So it's a 15-yard penalty on the Indians. And the Bobcats start this drive at midfield. First down. 10:21 to go, third quarter. Corbin Palmer and company back on the field. Lucas Butcher, the receiver, to the right. Jake Mazzarella and Justin Sergliano in the backfield. Play action. Corbin Palmer rolling out to his left. Now Palmer's going to take off himself, and he runs for a gain of three, possibly four. Not much for Corbin Palmer. It will be 2nd and 7.
20-6 is the score that came in. Del High now leading the UV Storm in that contest. Not had time to look at the other scores yet.
Butcher and Weemet, the receivers. Barrow to the tight end on the right side of the line. And they keep it on the ground with Justin Sirigliano. And Sirigliano down at the 41-yard line. It is close to a first down. We will see where the ball is spotted.
Looks like it's going to be inches high of the 40. So we'll call it a short yard. Third and probably the length of the football, maybe two lengths of the football, and that will be it.
Third and less than a yard for the Bobcats. Ball at the Indians 41-yard line, and Corbin Palmer keeps it himself, and he gets inside the 40-yard line for the first down.
Phil Palmer manages to punch through. He has not carried that ball. That may be the first carry all night. It's good for the first down. Tomorrow it will be the Sydney Warriors will be down at North Valley. Should be a reasonably good contest. They have a great football tradition in North Valley.
Corbin Palmer in shotgun now. And he calls a timeout. There was some miscommunication between Palmer as well as Mazzarella and Sergliano.
Yeah, this is
he calls
be,
a timeout.
This is going to be one of those very brief timeouts. I don't expect to see this one go on and on. So we will be having football again next weekend. Next weekend is week number 9. We will not know those games until the all the playoff, what do we call them, brackets or pairings or whatever come down. Hopefully they will come a lot quicker this week than they did last week. In past years, it's all been decided, and we've had an email out Saturday night, early Sunday morning. Everything is done. You know who it is. This week, with a bit of a kerfuffle over who was going to play who, we didn't get the official word until sometime on Tuesday. We had heard unofficially from a lot of the athletic directors who they thought they were going to play, but they wouldn't know the starting time until it was all handled by Section 4 officials.
Ready to resume play. Corbin Palmer gives it off to Jake Mazzarella. Mazzarella runs for a couple yards, but he is hit hard at the 37-yard line.
Yeah, Mazzarella didn't get any real running room at all. We're inside 12 and a half now. It's about not that many minutes, eight and a half. Let's talk about 12 and a half. We're inside now the 8 and a half. This scoreboard, we have had scoreboards all year long where they had four places, so that as a result, you could see the minutes and the seconds. This one does not have that showing up all the time, and when you look up there, everything looks different.
Second down for the Bobcats. They pitch it out to Jake Mazzarella. Mazzarella running right. He's tripped up inside the 35-yard line at the 33-yard line.
Yeah,
it will be third and about three.
Yeah, he'll gain about five on that one. Maz, again, putting on the afterburners, managed to get a little bit more yardage. He's up over 125 yards now. So he is having a good day. Not quite as, he's keeping pace with Zeke, right? So two evenly matched guys. Now Corbin Palmer gets the play from the far sidelines and is ready to go.
Crucial third down play for the Bobcats at the Indians' 33-yard line. It's Mazzarella right up the middle. He's got the first down and more. He's down at the 10-yard line.
Yeah, Mazzarella that time started at, we'll call it, the 33. And unless there's a flag somewhere on the line, we'll have to wait for them to call it up. It looks like he's picked up about 23 yards.
Jake Mazzarella getting it done for the Bobcats.
Yeah, he's up to 150 yards now, having himself a dandy game. 7:08, period number three. 16-16 is the score.
First and goal from the 10. Justin Sergliano gets the carry. He tried to go left, but nothing was doing that time. He lost about one or two on that play, second and goal.
So second and goal, and I think they're going to put it down at about the 11. There's no great urgency in here. One of the interesting things to watch is Coach Tim Mattingly. He is not an excitable coach. There's some coaches that are just storming up and down that sidelines. In Mattingly's case, he just measures things out so well. Going to be Lucas Butcher split out to the left side.
Corbin Palmer play action looking in the back of the end zone. Tyler Wiemann is there and he makes the catch in the end zone. Touchdown Bobcat.
Oh, absolutely no question about that one. That one going out 11 yards. And we had Tyler Wiemann picking up that TD.
Austin Darley has been Corbin Palmer's go-to guy not only tonight but throughout the season. But Tyler Wiemann, who has had a couple of drops tonight, makes up for it. with the touchdown catch to give the Bobcats the lead, 22-16.
Yeah, we met getting that one. We'll call it 11 yards. That score coming at 6:15, remaining on the clock, third period.
Lucas Butcher nails the extra point. Corbin Palmer on the hold. And there is a 23-16 lead for the Bobcats. So Lucas Butcher coming up big with some nice returns on the kickoff, as well as nailing extra points and a field goal late in the first half. 23-16. As this game has gone back and forth tonight.
And you're listening to football on your station for sports, WCDO.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 48% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families who will be unprotected if they suddenly lose a parent. That's why we'd also like to point out that 100% of State Farm agents offer life insurance. So if you're at a place where procrastination just meant motivation, use that cell phone of yours to call State Farm agent Rose Smith today at 563-3533.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCD.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
The Indians are rotten, so we're going to have a couple of yards marched off against them from the point of the foul at the 30-yard line.
And we don't have any official stats on penalties and yards on penalties, but the Indians have had numerous penalties called on them tonight that have cost them critical yardage.
Yeah, a bit of a discussion going on. I think they were waiting to figure out exactly where the ball has been placed. They say that the ball was down at the 40-yard line, therefore it is going to be a kick that will go down to, we'll call it the penalty is going to go down to about the 30.
Zeke Wright gets the carry right up the middle, about at his own 25-yard line. That's a gain of 5.
Right now, up at 115 yards. He continues to just blast away.
Under 6 minutes to go in the third quarter, 5:45. And the BG Bobcats on the road with a 23-16 lead in Section 4 Class D quarterfinal play.
Love to see you try to remember that.
Another run for the Indians. It's Zeke Wright again. He got a couple, and it will be third and short for Grimes.
Yeah, he's going to be up to, we'll call it about the 27, 28. Maybe they'll move it up to the 29, but it's still not going to be enough for the third down. He had to get all the way up to the 30. Now a couple of substitutes coming into the ball game. Kyle Brown, a senior, coming out to be rested for the Groton Indians, splitting way out to the far side. Zach Diedrichson splitting way out right.
Third and two. Zeke Wright on the ground, and he got enough for the first down at his own 34-yard line.
So Wright getting a good round of applause from the locals. Now up to about 117 yards in this contest. A lot of fours on that time clock, third period of play. 4 minutes, 44 seconds remaining.
Two in the backfield for the Indians. Damian Young, the receiver, split out left. And Zeke Wright is stuffed this time by Mike Nordberg. He's not going to let Wright get any running room that time.
Yeah, that was an interesting one because Zeke Wright that time tried to cut very sharply to the near side, and they almost lost his footing, and Norberg was right there to take advantage of that momentary flaw, and he nailed him good. No gain on the play. If anything, he lost a couple of feet. So we'll call it second and 11, but it may be closer to second and 10 and a half.
Zeke Wright all alone in the backfield, three receivers. But it is a run on second and long, and Zeke Wright gets to his own 35-yard line. And that will set up a third and about eight for the Groton Indians.
Wright, one of two Wright on this team. The other one is Isaac Wright. He's a defensive tackle.
Big play here, third and long for the Indians from their own 35. Late third quarter, Bobcats 23, Indians 16. Hatfield is under center. Scaglione and Wright in the backfield with Young, the receiver, out to the right. And they go to Zeke Wright on the pitch. He's trying to get some running room near the corner. He coughs up the football. It goes out of bounds. And the officials are running in, and they spot the ball, and it looks like they're going to spot it about a yard short of the first down marker.
Yeah, I think it's going to be BG Bobcat ball on downs. But, boy, I'll tell you, that was, no, it's not going to be on downs. He was up to, that was a third down play, so it means that it's going to be another try for Miss Wright and company, and you can almost bet it's going to go to Zeke Wright.
Fourth and one for the Indians from their own 42-yard line.
Jeff Hatfield was talking to Zach Diedrichsen, so look out. This may be one of those situations where you see a pass play coming up. May surprise everybody.
Receiver out to the right, two in the backfield. And no surprise from the Indians. They keep it on the ground up the middle for the first down.
Yeah, once again, this time, though, it was not right. Who the heck was it? The one thing. Yeah, Scaglione. Yeah, Scaglione picking up a couple.
First and 10 for the Indians, and they spot the ball on their own 46-yard line. Damian Young, the receiver, out to the left.
2:44 now up on the clock.
Two in the backfield as well. And the ball is loose. Bobcat signaling that they have it. The officials are coming in to break up the pile.
Yeah, that was a pitch that just didn't go to anywhere there they wanted to go to. And there was a whole host of players right near it. So they've fallen on it. And now the excitement is all white.
Bobcats football, another turnover for the Indians tonight. They had three turnovers alone in the first quarter. And a misstep there between the quarterback and somebody in the backfield, and the Bobcats take over at the Indians' 43-yard line.
Yeah, you just simply have to say Hatfield on that one had a play down. Now, whether it was Scaglione or whether it was Wright, who knows? But who cares? Now it's going to be first and 10 for the Bobcats, and split to the near side is Lucas Butcher.
Justin Sorgliano gets the call, and he got a yard or two on that play near the 40-yard line.
So Sorgliano, who has not figured into a lot of plays, finally getting his hands on the football here with 2:12 remaining in the third period.
Still plenty of time to go, but that clock will certainly become a factor as we move to quarter number four.
Split out this time, it's going to be Tyler Wiemet on the near side.
Jake Mazzarella hit at the line of scrimmage, but he's able to break the tackle. He's got a first down as he was able to turn to his left, and he's got a first down down inside the 30-yard line, just outside of the 25.
Yeah, Mazzarella getting about 13, 14 yards. He's now down inside the 30-yard line. They'll spot it down at about the 28. So the chain gang from the far sideline moves down, actually to a place where there aren't a whole lot of fans at the moment. That's rather rare around this field.
First and 10 for the Bobcats. Again, it's Mazzarella and Sorgliano, the two backs, and they go to Jake Mazzarella. And Mazzarella down to the 25-yard line. He picks up a couple, and that adds to his total.
For him, that's short yardage. He's up to 166 yards, and we've got about a minute and a half left here in the third quarter. Remember, the Sydney Warriors on the road playing at Nerf Valley. That'll be the game tomorrow here on WCDO.
We meant the receiver out to the left. Bowerly, the tight end, to the right. And they go to Sirigliano, and Sirigliano puts his head down. And he gets a gain of 3 or 4 just outside of the 20-yard line.
Yeah, Sirigliano had 2 or 3 people who finally came down to tackle him. Tristan Cooper, one of the men in there. But not until he picks up yardage to get down close to the 20. We'll call it about the 22.
Third down and 4 for the Bobcats. Corbin Palmer still talking things over with Coach Manley, and now he makes his way into the team huddle.
Yeah, they'll probably get this play off, maybe another one. They're down to about 30 seconds now. Tyler Weemitt splits way out to the left side. Lucas Butcher to the right side.
And it's Mozzarella and Sirigliano. Quick slant route for Tyler Weemitt, and he makes the catch. First down, Bobcat.
Oh, that was such a picture-perfect play, Billy, because I'll tell you, it looked from here at our angle, it looks like he's throwing it directly at one of the Indians. And yet, all of a sudden, here comes Tyler Weemitt, right where he had to be at exactly the right time. Good gain on that play. The ball is down inside the 12-yard line.
And the Bobcats will let the clock run out for the third quarter. So the Bainbridge Gopher Bobcats taking on the Groton Indians. And it is the visiting Bobcats with a 23-16 lead and the ball as we go to the fourth and final quarter of this quarterfinal game. Billy Blake and Harry Graves, this is Friday Night Football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Want to save $5 immediately every time you shop at your Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores? Simply go to our website at shopgreatamerican.com and print out our coupon for $5 off any $50 purchase. It's that simple. Want to see many of our different specialty items that we carry at our stores? Check out our website at shopgreatamerican.com and see all of our meat bundles where you can save big money on a large variety of different steaks, burgers, chickens, sausage, and so much more. Need food for your upcoming holiday party? Check out shopgreatamerican.com for the best in hot foods like chicken parmesan, stuffed shells, baked ziti, sausage and peppers, and so much more. You can also see all the different meat, fruit, and cheese platters that are available to you every day, all just a click away. And stop by this week for extra special savings like Great American Beef, Boneless New York Strip Steaks, just $5.99 a pound, 5-pound bags of U.S. No. 1, Eastern All-Purpose Round White Potatoes, buy one, get one free. And everyone's favorite, 48-ounce assorted Perry's Premium Ice Cream, buy one, get one free. Plus, we have a special purchase of 5-pound U.S. No. 1 Empire Salt Potatoes with an end-of-year unheard-of price of $1.49 while supplies last. All at your locally owned and operated Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Fourth and final quarter about to begin. The Bobcats with a 7-point lead, and the ball is deep inside Indians territory. It's a bring of the action in the fourth quarter. Here's Harry Graves.
Thank you very much, Billy. Harry Graves here, and we have ourselves a dandy of a ball game. We'll get things going for you when we get the opportunity here. Still waiting for Corbin Palmer to come in with the play. And now we're ready to go. So Mr. Palmer and company, he rolls out, and with a big left, he throws down into the corner on the right side. The intended receiver that time was Weemitt. Tyler Weemitt going like crazy, couldn't catch up to it.
Yeah, now it's third down for the Bobcats. Harry, they had the first play of the quarter was a run for just 2 yards, and then they tried to play action on second down and 8, and didn't work out between Weemitt and Palmer, and now it's a third and long for the Bobcats.
23-16 is our score. The BG Bobcats leading the Indians of Groton High School here in a Friday night Class D quarterfinal contest. Tyler Weemitt split right. It is going to be Lucas Butcher on the near side. The ball will be kept on the ground. And I want to say that was Austin Bowerly who got a little bit of running room. He is shaken up on that play. He gained a yard or two, and that's about all. We do not have any scores coming in for the games around the area. We're hoping we would have them. Walton's taking on Tioga. Unitego taking on Notre Dame, among others. Now Coach Tim Mattingly talking to Austin Bowerly as they have him down on the field. And the players going back into their respective huddles at the sideline. And this is one of those cases where if the man is not hurt too badly, you can be assured that they're going to rest everybody for as long as they can. And no indication yet, no call for the emergency squad or anything along that line. So Mattingly still having the player down on the ground, and he doesn't seem to be writhing around in any pain, which is always a good thing because we've seen too many people down too many times.
Yeah, it Austin Bowerly means a lot to this Bobcats team. He's a two-way player. He's a tight end, and he also plays on the defensive line. He's made some nice catches tonight already for the Bobcats, and he means a lot to this team, and Bobcats need him on the field, especially for this fourth and final quarter with the game as close as it is.
23-16 is the score. Okay, now I got my act together here, so give me back one clipboard. You can have that one because I don't want it, but I do want this one, and you don't need my pen, so be it. So we are definitely set for a game for next week, probably a couple of games. Now Bowerly is up. He is being helped off. He has a bit of a sore foot, so no extent of injuries. He's being helped off by the coaches. So whether or not we'll see him back in here today, we will wait a bit and find out. Remember, I guess it was last week, maybe. I don't remember. Games go by so quickly that we saw an injury and you thought for sure the player was going to be out, and then all of a sudden there he is running around again. 11:08 showing on the clock, less than a minute into the fourth and final period. The Bobcats with the ball, a fourth down and about 9 coming up, as they are going to be down at about, what's that, about the 11-yard line, would you say, 10 or 11? They can get the first down without the touchdown. Lucas Butcher going to be trying to kick again. The snap, the ball is down, and it's going to be way off to the right this time. That time the snap came back and it was grabbed in there by Corbin Palmer. I'm not certain he really had time to get it down exactly where he wanted to, because Butcher looked a little bit hurried on that kick. And the score says 23-16.
Yeah, and you can't fault the Bobcats for trying the field goal in that position. You were deep in their territory, but it was a fourth and long, and you know, you try to take the 3 points and increase your lead and make it a two possession ball game, but instead the Indians get it back, and now the Bobcats just have to rely on their defense on this drive.
11:03 left in this ball game. Defensively, the Bobcats have men split out way out on both sides watching potential receivers. The ball is going to be kept on the ground, as it will be Zeke Wright coming in, but he is going to be crunched in there. I dare say that's probably going to be number 35. I don't know if that's Pedro Aparicio, and if it was, good stop for Pedro. This is what happens when you keep your papers from week to week. I happened to look down and Aparicio's name was crossed off my list, but that certainness was from the previous game. Ball is going to be pitched out to number 19. That is going to be Damian Young. Young gets a big hole, gets up across midfield, and is finally forced out of bounds at about the 44-yard line. Over in Bobcat territory.
Young has had a pretty quiet night so far. Harry, he did have one catch in that first half, but he was able to get a nice run that time. And also, he well, as he was running along the far sidelines, he was able to leap up and over one of his teammates who was blocking for him and continue to get an extra, I don't know, 5 to 10 yards after he leaped over his teammate. So Damian Young taking things into his own hands with a good run for the Indians.
Damian Young, a 6'1", 210-pound senior. Ball kept on the ground on the next play from scrimmage. Short gain, getting it down to about the 42.5-yard line. And looks to me like it was Zeke Wright carrying again. No great gain on the play. We'll call it second and still about 8.
Yeah, Indians have had turnovers beat their Achilles heel tonight, and they were nearly gave the ball up yet again.
So it will be number 12 in there. That is going to be Tristan Cooper, split to the near side, but Zeke Wright will keep the ball, and he will get back. Not enough for the first down. He was hit in there by number 33. That is Nordberg, and number 28, Justin Sirigliano. The two men put their shoulder to Mr. Wright and forced him out of bounds after he had gained about 6 yards. It will bring up a third, and we'll call it 2. 9:24 remaining in this ballgame.
And if Zeke Wright continues to run like he has all night, then this third and short shouldn't be a problem for the Indians.
Zach Diedrichson split way to the right side. The ball will be handed off this time to Joey Scaglione. Scaglione picking up about 6, possibly 7. He's got the first down. He will be down to the 30-yard line. Well, nobody has gone home from this ball game tonight. It's a beautiful night. Yeah, a little bit of a nip in the air now, but nothing at all cold, nothing at all wet. Big Bobby Holden now on the defensive line for the Bobcats. And the ball will be pitched out in there. It's going to be pitched to Damian Young. Young around the left side will get a yard or two before he is finally stopped in there by Corbin Palmer. We have a rather over-anxious downs marker. He is running up to put it down at about the 25. Now he has to retrace his steps, goes back a couple of yards, puts it down, we'll call it at the 27-yard line, bringing up a second and still about 7.
Damian Young getting a lot more involved in the offense here this second half, and that makes it even more difficult for the BG defense.
Oh, look out. They're going to get it off in there to number 22, Zeke Wright. Wright comes all the way across to the near side. He is finally going to be forced out of bounds, but I do believe he got more than enough for the first down. And we'll have to see where we go. Now the signal comes out, first down. And that will get down inside the 10 at about the 9. So give him a gain of about 14 on that play. And now they will wave. Here we go. 8:05 on the clock. The ball is going to be handed off to number 49. That's Joey Scaglione. Scaglione finds a hole in the line and pops on through. So give Scaglione a 9-yard touchdown run at 8:01 in period number 4. This game is not over yet. And on to your hats. The score, 23-22. And the point after attempt coming up now.
And they're going to go for 2 here, Harry. This is a gutsy call.
So they go in there to Zeke Wright, and Zeke Wright doesn't look like he will make it. The BG Bobcats have held. And this score, it remains at 23-22. You're listening to football on a Friday night on your station for sports, WCDR.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company has a strong foundation in the insurance industry with a commitment to a promising future right here at home, offering property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. We have been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit online at preferredmutual.com. The home office of Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is located at 1 Preferred Way, New Berlin, New York. Preferred Mutual proudly supports high school football on WCDO. With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts clean for this year's heating season. Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kirk also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
The BG Bobcats on the road trying to pull away from the hometown Grind Indians. But every time the Bobcats have put some points on the board, the Indians have responded. And with 8:01 to go in the game, 23-22, Bobcats lead it.
Well, we told you we wanted to see a good ball game, and that's exactly what we're seeing so far. Zeke Wright approaches the football and coughs it up. The ball is kicked away. The intended receiver, I do believe, was number 34 for the BG Bobcats. That's Mike Carlin. Carlin took it at about the 41, 42-yard line, but couldn't gather it in, and he was hit by two red shirts.
That's a huge play for the Indians. That's just so sneaky with the onside kick there. The Bobcats certainly weren't expecting it. And now the Indians take over, and this home crowd is absolutely fired up.
So Jeff Hatfield talking to the coaches on the near sidelines. Jeff Lewis has finished what he wanted to say. So it will be first and 10 from the 45 in Bobcat territory. 7:58 showing on the clock, 23-22, Groton. Here we go. The ball will be handed off in there to number 19, Damian Young. Young is hit immediately. The 6'1", 210-pound senior, they will mark his forward progress at about a yard and a half, so we'll call it second and about eight. But that's an awful long eight.
And Jake Pozzarella broke through the line of scrimmage and hit Damian Young low, but Young was able to stay on his feet and pick up positive yardage.
Split out to the near side this time. It was going to be Tristan Cooper again, but he will not figure in the play as they'll go in there to Zeke Wright. Wright will pick up five, maybe six. He is not going to get the first down. He will be stopped back at about the 36, 36 and a half, 37-yard line. Call it third and about two. Cooper coming out of the ball game now. And with that, Hatfield talks about whatever's going to go, and we'll be back at it in a second. Long count this time, and the ball will go in there to the second man through. That should be Joey Scaglione. So Scaglione picking up five, six, we'll call it 7 yards, as they're going to put it down right on the chalk mark at the 30-yard line. We have ourselves, it looks to me, 6.5 minutes remaining in this contest.
And Harry, just taking a quick look over at the Bobcat sidelines, Austin Bowerly still on the bench, so I doubt he's coming back in this game tonight.
Pitch goes out to Zeke Wright, and Wright finds running room, and Wright is back. And Wright will go on in from who will call the 30-yard line, so Zeke Wright getting a 30-yard touchdown run. The Indians lead in this ball game, 28-23. Well, I'll tell you, we talk about Friday Night Fever. You got a lot of fans here that are really happy to see their Indians doing well. And Zeke Wright has that explosive nature that allows him to do good things. Split way out to the far side is Diedrichson. Everybody else is clumped in close. 2-point attempt. And they'll go in there to Staglione, and Staglione will go on in. So that makes it a 30-23 ball game. We'll keep it right here and keep you informed about what's going on. We have 6 minutes and 10 seconds on the clock. As I said, this scoreboard here with the lighting arrangement is not anywhere near as easy to read as some of them have. So Coach Tim Mattingly now is trying to calm down his troops and saying, okay, guys, all is not lost. We can do it from here. Coming up tomorrow, we have the Sydney Warriors playing at Newark Valley. That contest, hopefully, will be played on a good football field. Newark Valley, over the years, has played on the same field for a long time. And that game probably will be played on a well-drained field. Now, the one good thing about looking across the way here, where we had a bit of standing water on the infield portion of this football field, as we said, there's a very slight infield skin over there on the far sideline. All the water seems to have drained into the earth now. So the ball is going to be kicked away by Zeke Wright. Big long kick. It is going to be taken in by Lucas Butcher. Butcher eludes one man, now rolls around one would-be tackler, and manages to get up to the 35-yard line.
And let's see how the Bobcats respond on this drive. Everything has gone against them over the past couple of drives, and now with their backs up against the wall, down by 7 on the road, late fourth quarter, how do they respond?
Chris Van Ben Skolten, the man who manages to finally bring down the ball carrier. Butcher split to the near side. Tyler Weeman way off to the far side. The ball is going to be held by Palmer as we have a flag and an illegal procedure called against the BG Bobcats. Palmer rolled out, wanted to go to his right side, didn't have any great reason to go after he saw that big yellow marker. He goes over and talks to Timmy Mattingly, and now Coach Mattingly sends the quarterback into the huddle with the flag. So now, they talk it over, they have Butcher split out to the far side, and the ball is going to be pitched away, and it's loose, and it will be grabbed down by Groton. That was a broken play as the pitch was thrown out, and you never saw anybody who was supposed to be there. Now the ball is grabbed down by the Groton Indians, and a very dejected Jake Mazzarella just stays on his knees and looks up the field.
Yeah, Mazzarella was blocking, and Corbin Palmer, as soon as he got the ball from his center, he went to pitch it to him, going to his right, and Mazzarella had no clue the ball was going to be pitched to him. And we talked about turnovers hurting the Indians in the first half. That turnover could come back and really haunt the Bobcats in this fourth and final quarter.
30-23 is our score. The ball kept on the ground. Joey Staglione will manage to blow right up the middle as he goes off the right tackle and gets about 5 yards. Oh, he does not stop. He just keeps going. Second and five. The ball spotted down at about the 23-yard line. They're going to have number 35, that's Pedro Aparicio, take his helmet off. I don't know now he's, I don't know if he lost the contact or what he did. He's messing with his face somewhere. Now he's ready to go. He puts the helmet back on. One of the officials is right there to make an adjustment on it. First I thought it was his glasses or something, but I don't know if he wears glasses. Now it looks like it might have been a problem with the helmet. Regardless, he's got it on, snaps it up, and we're ready to go. 5:26, and the clock is running. Second and five. Hatfield takes his time and now goes in there to Zeke Wright, and Wright is going to be thrown for a loss, and a flag will be thrown in the backfield, and it is going to be a face mask violation. He turned around and gave an indication that that was going to be against Groton, and it is. So it's a big penalty against Groton. So that will mean that the ball will be brought out to about the 35-yard line, and it will be second, and we'll call it 15. Probably I should be more accurate and call it second and 16.
And as the clock rolls on, 5 minutes to go, Harry, the Bobcats need a turnover, they need to force something quickly.
So the ball will be kept on the ground. It is going to be Zeke Wright. Instead of exploding through a big hole, he manages to chew up some of the yardage that had been lost via the penalty. Still a third, and we'll call it 12. Zeke Diedrichson coming out of the ball game. Okay, let's get this right. Zach Diedrichson, Zeke Wright.
And now you have the Bobcats fans across the field making some noise, trying to get their defensive unit back in this game. And they need a sub. This is a long third down for them. They've been running the ball a lot. I wouldn't expect to see anything different.
The ball is going to go again to Wright. Zeke Wright managing to find a little hole. He always gets five or six, and he got five or six on that one. As the ball is down to the 20-yard line. So coming out of the contest, we will have Tristan Cooper, who got a play, and now he comes back out. Fourth down, and we'll call it four. The ball spotted right at the 20-yard line. 3:37, the clock running. Hatfield standing tall, now goes into his crouch, flips the ball back to Mr. Wright. But he will not get any running room this time, as he is going to be thrown back. He takes a loss on that one of a couple of yards. I'll wait and see where they start it, but it will be the BG Bobcats taking over on downs.
Yeah, and that play could have been the game, Harry. Fourth down for the Indians. If they convert that, they could have ran off some more time off the clock, as well as scored a touchdown, but instead, the Bobcats come up big on the defensive side of the ball. They stop Zeke Wright, and now they get it back with 3:26 to play.
So here we go. Well, exciting football can be the name of the game. We're going to have a timeout called by the BG Bobcats as they want to get things going. You're listening to football on your station for sports, WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections, to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
We're here to see that you get the best loan at the right price for your budget. If you want a new car for your family or a newer truck for your business, come see us today and let's see if we can arrange a loan that fits your lifestyle and your wallet. There are a lot of reasons to buy a car or truck, but at our credit union, we're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
New York State Excellence in Broadcasting Award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Justin Zorigliano running to the right, but he fumbles the football, and the Bobcats fall on top of it, so they avoid a turnover on their first play of this critical drive with 3 minutes to go in regulation.
Yeah, but with all of that, there was a loss of about a yard at most. The ball going to be down at the 21-yard line, Billy. 2:50 showing on the clock. Bobcats now know that they have only a little bit left, and we're going to have somebody a little bit excited. It's going to be an illegal procedure against the Bobcats. So now instead of a second and 11, it's going to be closer to second and 16. And move the ball down to about the 15. See where he spots it down. Yeah, just inches high of the 15.
It's so tough to emulate these situations in practice with the crowd noise and everything like this. There's a lot of commotion out there on the field, but the Bobcats have to hold their composure.
Nardberg split to the near side, and the pass is up, and it is into the hands of Lucas Butcher. Complete first down at the 38-yard line. Lucas Butcher that time was really backpedaling like you wouldn't believe. Also coming down was Mike Nordberg, but Nordberg was really meant as a decoy to draw the defense away. Butcher went high into the air, fell down hard, and hung on to the football.
Huge catch for him.
Butcher split back again to the near side, and Palmer's going to pass complete. Another first down. This one way over on the far side, Tyler Weeman.
And now the passing game getting going for the Bobcats, just like that. They're from their own, from deep inside their own territory to midfield. But I see a flag on the field.
2 minutes, 6 seconds. And they're going to say illegal procedure against the Bobcats. So that will mean instead of first and 10, it's first and 15 as everybody moves back. And they're going to move the ball back to near the 30-yard line. So that wipes out Weemat's great catch over on the far sideline. 30-23, the Bobcats trailing in this ball game. Tyler Weemat on the near side this time looks at the official and says, "You know where I am." The ball will be kept on the ground. A short gain is made. That Mazzarella carrying it again picks up about 2. Does not quite get out to the 35-yard line, so we'll call it second and 13. 1:38 remaining. Once again, Lucas Butcher off to the near side, a man on the far sideline too, and with that, just when Palmer was going to pass the ball, he was hit by 3 red shirts. I don't know where they came from, but they were lined up 1, 2, 3 like ducks. They hit Corbin Palmer. Palmer's pass is in the ground, and they are just simply going to call it as an incomplete forward pass. Third down, and we'll say 38-13 again.
Yeah, Palmer was rushed out of the pocket by, I would say, 4, 5, maybe even 6 guys.
He didn't like my 3, huh?
No, he had a lot of red jerseys surrounding him, and Jake Mazzarella couldn't have enough time to come back and make the catch.
Butcher way out to the near side. Palmer scrambles and throws it a country mile down intended for Tyler Weeman. Oh, what a great arm Palmer had on that one. That was down inside the 40 at about the 35.
But this play, Perry, will make or break the Bobcats season. Fourth and long. So it doesn't matter how long Corbin Palmer throws the ball. He's got to be in sync with one of his receivers downfield. And it looks like the two main guys tonight have been Bowerly or Weemet. But with Bowerly on the sidelines for the majority of the second half, it looks like Tyler Weemet has been the go-to guy. And the Indians defensively certainly know that.
We have Jake Sirigliano down on his knee. He was shaken up on that play. Now he gets up. No coaches come out. And he goes back into the huddle. A very loyal group of Groton fans are here whooping it up for their players as the Groton Indians look like they will persevere and manage to go into next week's semifinal round as a winner. Damian Young off on the near side, putting his helmet back on and going back in there. 1 minute and 16 seconds showing on the clock. Man, we never said that it wouldn't be exciting football. Palmer going to throw again, and it's going to be pulled down by Zeke Wright. Goes deep right, goes into the air, and pretty much steals the fate of the BG Bobcats. He gets that ball and goes out of bounds.
Not a bad thought at all by Palmer. He had to throw the ball close to the first down marker, and Zeke Wright was just in better position than the intended receiver. And Grind is 109 away from moving on to the Class D semifinals.
Well, I'll tell you, good football games are good football, no matter what goes on. And I'll tell you, the Groton fans are happy here tonight. Only one other score that's come on to us. That is going to be Delhi defeating the UB Star by a 36-13 score. Well, here we go. Final. Oh, it's just going to be a knee. And with that, the clock will continue. The fans very happy here to be able to see the time run down. We are now inside a minute as quarterback Jeff Hatfield just simply took the knee on that and will let all the time run down. Man, I'll tell you, what a great game. So next play from scrimmage coming up, and again, it's going to be taking the knee, 31 seconds, and time will run down, and the Indians more than happy to head on home with a victory, and the BG Bobcats go to the far sideline. So at this point, you're going to say, well, they don't have time for another one. 9, 8, 7, and so forth. And this ball game is over. 30-23 is the final score. So we will have ourselves an opportunity to sort of recap everything and get things going for you here. And we want to remind you that we have another game coming up tomorrow, the Sydney Warriors against the Newark Valley Cardinals, as we see red again tomorrow. So this game is over. The teams are getting ready now to do their final congratulations. And with that, you can go ahead and get things wrapped up. You're listening to football here on your station for sports, WCDO.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a six-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet Stores, you'll find quality brand name home furnishings for every room, including sofas, recliners, bedrooms, dining rooms, entertainment centers, and much more. And for a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from our in-store sleep centers. Nobody sells mattresses for less. Open 7 days a week or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. The Catalog Outlet, celebrating 23 years of offering you the best for less.
Double-digit pay rises are history. Now, money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Rose Smith would like to offer you a free discount check. She'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting all the discounts you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Rose Smith in Sydney today. Because being there to help keep more of your money in your pocket is why she's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call 563-3533.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, we are the final score here, 30-23, and the Groton Indians pull it out on their home field, and they advance to the Section 4 Class D semifinals. It was a 9-8 lead for the BG Bobcats at halftime. They made it 16-8 after Jake Mazzarella had a 55-yard touchdown run, and the extra point was good. And then the Groton Indians responded right back. Zeke Gray with a 67-yard touchdown run, and then a two-point conversion was good, so the game was tied up at 16 apiece. Tyler Wiemet responded for the Bobcats. He scored a touchdown with the extra point, so then it was 23-16 BG Bobcats. But the final two touchdowns of this game went to the Indians. Justin Scaglione with a 9-yard touchdown run, followed by Zeke Wright with a 30-yard touchdown run, and 30-23 is the final score as Groton goes on in the playoffs.
So we will be seeing the BG Bobcats playing in a non-league game next week. It's just one of those crossover games, but it's not for all the marbles. Our post-game show is being brought to you by the fine folks at NBT Bank, serving the community for over 150 years, putting the customers first every single day. NBT Bank, member FDIC. And your thoughts, Mr. Billy, on the offensive player of this ballgame?
Offensive player goes to Joey Scaglione for the Groton Indians. He had a great game for them, 43 yards rushing. He had a couple of touchdown runs on two-point conversions, as well as a 12-yard run for 6 points in the second quarter. He came up huge for them on the offensive side of the ball, and he is tonight's offensive player of the game.
This game show also being sponsored by the Catalog Outlet Store, your store with over 1,000 items for a good deal and a good deal more. Shop the Catalog Outlet in Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and now across Delaware County in Margaretville.
As much as he could have gotten the offensive award, I went with Zeke Wright for the defensive award. He came up with the biggest interception in the game in late fourth quarter. He picked off Corbin Palmer, which essentially sealed the deal for this Indians hometown team. So Zeke Wright, he could have gotten the offensive award, but he gets the defensive award for the huge interception.
So finally, the all-purpose winner tonight is being sponsored by the Smith Agency, your local State Farm agent, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. call Rose Smith and her staff at Sydney 563-3533.
Lucas Butcher for the BG Bobcats, Harry. It's not a clean sweep tonight for the Indians. Butcher not only was the kicker, he also was a huge part of the offense. He made a timely catch for a first down from Corbin Palmer in that fourth quarter, and he also played on the defensive side. So you're all purpose when you play offense, defense, and you handle the kicking as well.
True, true, true. Again, the final score, 30-23. Tomorrow we'll have the broadcast for you from Newark Valley. Now, it is a later-than-usual start. All right? They have exams, PSATs, I do believe they are, going on tomorrow. So that game, instead of starting with a 1:30 kickoff, it'll be a 2:30 kickoff. So we're going to be on the air quarter after, 20 after the hour of 2 o'clock. So we remind you, as we always do, that it's always best when you're in the stands supporting your local team. I'm Harry Graves.
And I'm Billy Blake.
And in the meantime, we want you to stay tuned for continuous favorites on FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO. As usual, thank you ever so much for lending us your ears. From Ross Field in Groton, New York, good evening, everybody.